The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
So yesterday we talked to Greg, and Greg was bothered and was ready to end it all with his new girlfriend of a couple months over the fact that she's pretending to need glasses when she doesn't, in his own words.
You know, and I feel like I was lied to, because, I mean, who walks around wearing fake glasses? Like nobody does, you know what I mean? Like, it's not all the time. I can understand if you're doing, like, a modeling show or something, but all the time, it's crazy. And to me, it's okay, if she's lying about that, you know, what else is she hiding from me?
Yeah, and she apparently even told him once that she wore contacts, and now he's paranoid that if she's, you know, lying about that, what else could she be lying about? And I'll say that a lot of people chimed in on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show, both, you know, extremes. And there were a lot of people who honed in on the fact that when he talked to us originally and wrote us originally, he had described her, and I couldn't put my nose on it at the time, but he described
her, the not too skinny part.
Yes, not too skinny, not too chunky, but almost like it was his way of saying, oh yeah, she's just like, I guess, I don't know, normal. But he could have said normal, and people are like, why did he even say that? It says so much about him, about Greg, than it does even his girlfriend.
Yeah. It seemed like unnecessary details.
It did, a little bit. And so people were like, hey, because of that, and because he's so bothered by this, she needs to end it with him. And then others were like, no. Any bit of lying like this, even if it's so minute, it adds up, and this is a red flag, go.
I was curious as to why she felt the need that she couldn't be truthful with the fact she just wanted to wear glasses just for fashion.
So I got an email late last night, and it's from Glasses Girl.
Okay.
And I guarantee you're not ready for what it has to say.
Are you going to play another song and make us wait?
No, we'll do it.
Okay, good.
All right, ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay, it says, hey guys, I'm emailing you from an account I just set up that I plan on deleting right after.
Why? What is happening? There's so much secrecy.
I think I'm the glasses girl you were all talking about on your show. I heard you.
Okay.
I heard you talking to Greg. That's not his name, by the way, and recognized his voice right away. I think it's funny he's hung up on the fact that I wear fashion glasses. I just want to say two things. One, regardless of what I'm about to say, if he's that freaked out that I pretend to wear glasses, something that plenty of women do, then maybe he's not the right guy for me.
Okay.
You see, it's very hard for me to date and to see men because of what I'm about to say.
Okay, wow. Okay. What's happening?
I'm in the witness protection program.
What? What is happening?
She goes on. I will not explain to you why. But I've been in hiding for the last 5 years.
Oh my gosh.
Relationships have been tough because I move a lot. And this is very frustrating because he seemed like a great guy. I'm happy his family wanted to give me a chance because, as I said, it's extremely hard to be open and honest with a guy I meet when I have this huge secret.
Well, yes. I mean, I didn't even know the rules of that. Like, is she even allowed to meet other people? Like, what? I feel like witness protection program. You have to, like, be in a bunker somewhere or something. I don't know. I don't know how that works. This is crazy.
She continues, yes, the glasses are just part of my disguise. And guess what? Blonde isn't my real hair color either. If the glasses were so mind-blowing for him, imagine what he would do when he finds out I change my hair color every 6 months. Newsflash, I'm not the only woman who does these things, but my reasons are for my protection. I'm sorry to vent and rant to you guys, but hearing that just upset me because I'm trying. Thanks, and I love listening to your show.
Can I point something out that just, like, hit my brain? She's so forthcoming with a radio program that she's in the witness protection program. Uh-huh. But don't you think maybe that's a fun fact to share with a potential date? I feel like that's important information to share.
I don't know.
With someone like, that you're going to allow to let into your life, your inner circle that may need protection.
There was a lot to unpack with that. So much so that my BS detector kind of flew up in the air when I started reading that originally. And then I was like, okay. And then I got it. Like I said, I got it last night. And then I slept on it. I read it again this morning. And I'm like, well, I don't. Like, we've seen and heard a lot on this show.
We have.
Over the last several years. And, you know, witness protection program, you're right, is not something that I would have necessarily guessed. I don't know how it works. Yeah. I've never been a part of the witness protection program.
Kenna's not buying it. She's texting, I call BS. Mm. I don't know. I don't want to, like, call this person a liar.
Especially when she'd already been called a liar because of the glasses thing. Yes.
But I do feel like this is interesting information to share with a radio program.
Yeah, I know. You know, Leanne texts in and says, hey, does she realize that they can trace that account? Well, yeah. And maybe that's why she said she's emailing you from an account or emailing us from an account and then she's planning on deleting it. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I've never been a part of the witness protection program, so I don't know how that works.
I've never known anyone who has. I know nothing what that lifestyle entails.
If the witness protection program in Hollywood has any truth to it, then I know that you eat marinara sauce that tastes like ketchup on, like, elbow macaroni noodles and live in suburbia, like in Goodfellas.
That's so, very anyways, specific.
I know. If you have any sort of comment, I'd welcome that, because I don't know if anybody has any, knowledge of the witness protection program, but I certainly don't. You can chime in on that.
Back to Greg, though. I don't see a future.
I don't see a future
with
either.
Girl no, and Greg.
I think they're done. Like, I think it's written itself. My gosh.
Has it? I think the end of their story has been written.
Wow. Okay. All right. So 502-571-9970. I'd be curious to hear what you think. Man, we just got an update from a glasses girl, we'll call her. And she says the reason Greg saw her in glasses and maybe she didn't actually need glasses and Greg was all bothered by the fact that she didn't need glasses was the fact that she's in the witness protection program. Take that, digest it.
That was a lot.
And a lot of people, including myself, kind of my BS detector flew up in the air and I was like, what? Get out of here. Why are you going to, and you even said, you're like, why are you going to tell a radio station you're in the witness protection program? Because what did a listener text?
Oh, Kyle said the first rule of witness protection program is to not talk about witness protection program.
Right. Okay. So Dave is on the phone and man, Dave, you know about the witness protection program. Why do you think she did this?
I think one of the reasons why she would be more forthcoming with a radio station is mainly because you're a radio station. Okay, so I'm from Houston, and I have a few family members that, you know, work. They're postal inspectors, they're cops, and one of them is a U.S. Marshal, but he's actually a fugitive task force. So
okay.
In that kind of issue, it's easier to tell somebody you're probably never going to meet, never going to see, than to tell someone that you potentially may be with, and then they break up. Now they have to move that person again, because if you break up, if you have a bad breakup, you get what I'm saying? Look at it from her point of view. If you're in the U.S. or if you're in witness protection, you're dating somebody, you are not 100% sure if you're going to be with that person for the rest of your life,
right,
that's something that you kind of have to keep to you, versus you're texting somebody on a radio station and it's like, hey, you know, this is the reason why. You don't know what that person looks like. Obviously, you don't. You don't know what she sounds like. Right. Y'all don't know where she lives like.
Yeah.
So she's completely safe with telling you this. She knows that Greg listens to it. So that's her way of telling him telling him.
Dang. Hey, so someone texted in and said, being in the program for 5 years is too long. There's no way she would.
No. People downside that program. I don't know who the heck would say that.
Okay.
But people will die in that program. They'll be buried in that program. So when you're in the program, and I'm going to be very honest with you, they don't just give you a new name. They give you an entire new identity, new social security number. In some cases, it's not, you know, uncommon for you to get a little plastic surgery done. Nose job, little nip tuck here, tuck there, you know, clipping off of here. You know, it's not uncommon, depending on the reason why you're in the program. You know, depending on who's trying to come after you.
Wow, Dave, thank you. Thank you so much for the insight on that. I appreciate it, bud.
That is crazy. Wow. I get the hesitation of telling someone you're going to date, like, hey, FYI, fun fact.
I'm back.
I feel like by hanging out with you, I might be in danger.
Yeah.
So maybe I don't.
And you know what? Dave brings up a good point that it's like, we don't know what she sounds like. We don't know what she looks like.
That's true.
We don't need.
It was just an email.
Just an email.
Dang. And now the address no longer exists.
Oh, my God.
Because she was going to delete it immediately after.
That is wild.
This is so bizarre. Like, I feel bad for her because what a way to live. I mean, she basically had to say goodbye to her entire former life.
Yeah.
And become someone new. And I'm sure probably, maybe.
Well, and she even said.
I'm sure she's safe is to look over her shoulder all the time.
Yeah. And she even said, relationships have been tough because I move a lot and this is very frustrating. Yeah. And so that tugs at me a little bit. I'm like, you know.
That would be very difficult.
Wow. I didn't think we were going to go this far into, like, witness protection program and, like,
this is so wild.
Greg's original call was about him not liking the fact that she was lying about glasses, and then we got here.
Yeah, that was a lot. Like, that was a real big jump that I didn't see coming.
No.
And I still have so many questions.
All right. Well, wow. If you want to hear the original call, and then we'll get the her response, if you missed that, posted on the podcast as well. WDJX.com.
Book is closed on Greg.
Yep.
And glasses girl.
Yeah. We're not gonna assume that they're gonna go out anymore. And you know what?
No.
Listen, if you're hearing this now, this never happened. This never happened.
You don't even know us.
You don't know us.
If we go in the witness protection program tomorrow, then you'll know what happened.